Hey, Wendy, since we're doing home recording, you can curse all you want. Is there anything you want to say while we do this?
I can't say it on command. Okay.
Oh.
What the f***?
Cold open. Thank you so much.
There's more. We should all record it.
All right. You are listening to WREK Atlanta, and this is Lost in the Stacks, the Research Library Rock and Roll Radio Show. I am Charlie Bennett, in the virtual studio with Fred Raska, Wendy Hagenmeyer, Marley Givens, and Amit Doshi. Each week on Lost in the Stacks, we pick a theme and then use it to create a mix of music and library talk. Whichever you are here for, we hope you dig it.
That's right, Charlie. Well, folks, we hardly know where to begin on this one.
Well, let's just stay as normal as possible under these remote circumstances. Although I just heard Charlie swear, so already things are not normal.
I will cut that out. Don't worry, everybody.
Today's show is called 2020 AF because this moment feels intensely like the year 2020.
The pandemic has made our library and our radio station inaccessible, but we have the technology to record at home and broadcast remotely.
It's a strangely comfortable dystopian future.
We've been itching to get back into the studio and on the air, and today is our first episode as a record-at-home radio show. It's us in the virtual studio talking about libraries, archives, and COVID-19.
If you want to connect with us, we're on Twitter as Library Radio. We'd love to know how you're doing in these weird, weird times.
Our songs today are about, well, who knows? We haven't even programmed the music yet.
That's right. This time-swapped recording process is going to throw us all into a tizzy. Although, Fred, I think we should start with a song that just captures everything about this new and frustrating circumstance that we find ourselves in.
I think we got one to meet. Can you cue it up?
Yeah, this is Raging in the Plague Age by Les Savifaves right here on Lost in the Stacks.
This is Lost in the Stacks, and our show today is called 2020 AF. And the AF stands for All Fine, right? We're talking about how libraries and archives are doing during the COVID-19 pandemic.
Let's start with what Lost in the Stacks is doing. We are recording remotely from multiple locations while sheltering in place during the pandemic. So what do you all think so far? What's your experience?
It feels very strange not to be able to reach over and cross something out on someone's script when I see a typo.
And we're relying on the video connection to do our usual visual signals to each other. But it's not live, so I guess we could just do a verbal signal and then edit in later to make it seem seamless.
Yeah, I can already hear a couple edit points that I have ready to go. Here we are on something called Blue Jeans, which is a remote meeting platform or app. We're all at home, I think. I don't want to presume everyone, but it seems like we're all at home speaking into a variety of recording equipment and computers and in a variety of rooms. I'm delighted to see you all, but it doesn't quite feel like we're recording Lost in the Stacks. How's it feel for you?
Feels like we're practicing for a conference presentation.
Oh, no.
No.
We're going to have to shake that as quickly as possible. Marley, you are joining this show, in a way, at a very strange time.
It's true. I guess I'm not part of the regular crew, but I'm available. So, so here I am. Yeah.
And the pandemic is making you available for us so that you can now join the show with a little more thoroughness than maybe it would have happened at work.
I think that's true. There were a few shows in the past that I joined because Charlie happened to wander by that morning and said, do you want to be on the radio?
I didn't happen to wander by. Those were carefully constructed manipulative moments.
Okay. But yeah, I don't know what to make of this overall situation. It has not been that difficult for me for a couple of reasons. One is that I'm an introvert, and so I'm kind of in my element. But the other is most of what I do, I can do from here. The only thing I'm really missing is the printer.
Wendy, you were nodding when Marley said introvert. You want to get in on that thought?
Yeah, I mean, it does feel sort of like I'm in, a privileged situation. My life really hasn't changed that much. Like, I felt like I was a bit of a, recluse to begin with. So, like, this just, like, makes it legal to do that. But I feel, like, really lucky that so much of my work is already centered on things that are not, that are detached from the physical environment. And I definitely miss seeing you all in the studio, but it is kind of fun to see everyone so clearly, like, head on, not from the side, all in a row. So I feel like we're a little more connected.
That's right. Normally in the studio, we're shoulder to shoulder facing a bank of mics, but now we are looking right at each other.
Mm-hmm.
Amit, would you like to weigh in on this experience before we move on to what happened at Georgia Tech?
I guess the thing that I miss is the ritual of asking our student board ops or op what's going on, how are classes going. I think we all feel a sense of not quite parental connection with students, but at least, as a kind of guide. I miss that. I miss hearing about Matt's crazy weekends, his preternatural ability to learn math proofs. Which has inspired me to try to learn sixth grade math again. So I miss that. But at the same time, like Wendy, I am very grateful that I'm able to do almost everything, in some cases, more productively than before. So it's kind of an exciting time in that respect, but also very unnerving.
I have been pondering the word essential since we stopped going into work. We're still all working. I don't think there wasn't even an announcement about how you can, go to part-time or anything like that. It was just, okay, everyone, you're working from home. And that didn't cause me a problem. Did it cause any of you a problem to just have to switch to working at home? I'm going to take that as a no.
Well, I think for me personally, and Charlie, you're connected to this as well, the idea of switching a class on the fly at Georgia Tech from an in-person to online, because you and I were teaching a section of what Georgia Tech calls their freshman seminar. They call it GT1000. And we were in class 1 week, and then the next week they said it's the rest of the year we're online. Just like everyone else, most of my job I can do online pretty easily. And, education can be done remotely online pretty easily. But that, shifting without a clutch from in-person to online, that's a little jarring.
It did turn into what do we have to have done for this to really be a class? And that was the only thing that we did.
Yeah, we pared it down to the absolute essential. What learning outcome hasn't been met yet? How do we do that in the quickest, most efficient way possible so that they can have time back to get to their other more, perhaps more demanding classes?
Yeah. So as an academic library on a campus that has been essentially emptied, we're not going into the building. I think we must have a slightly different feeling about that because there aren't nearly as many signals of the library in the building as there used to be. I've got more books behind me than I usually see when I walk into the office at the library. I do miss the people, like Wendy said. I miss seeing folks, but I miss my office more than I miss the library spaces, especially because there's some books in that office that I wish I had.
And those books aren't available electronically, Charlie, or are you looking for the material oomph?
I want those books themselves. There's some things I need to cut out of some books and paste onto other books.
Wow. I want to hear more about that. This is Lost in the Stacks. And our show today is called, what else? 2020 AF. We'll talk more about the effects of the pandemic after a music set.
File this set under RA643.K393. Was 666 by Queens of the Stone Age, and before that, Down with Disease by Phish. Songs about adapting when all is not well.
You're listening to Lost in the Stacks, the Research Library Rock and Roll Radio Show, and this is 2020 AF, an episode about libraries and archives in the age of the pandemic. We spent a lot of the first segment talking about ourselves. So who wants to talk about our colleagues, our building, you know, what's going on with people who aren't here in this Blue Jeans meeting?
Yeah, I've been thinking a little bit about sort of how things slowly closed up in our library. I mean, from my very specific perspective, I'm certainly not seeing the whole situation at all. But I feel like as the pandemic is revealing inequities like everywhere, globally, nationally, it also reveals some inequities that occur within libraries, including ours, whether we're faculty or staff in the case of an academic library, and how the assumptions there about whether our work can be done online or is tied to a building, and really like perhaps not questioning how tied to the building we are. And my hope is that this experience reveals that perhaps everyone is entitled to the same safety, to the same rights to shelter in place, to be a good citizen, and that we've gone for a long time not questioning that power dynamics that are buried in our organization, but very present. I don't know if anyone else was feeling that.
Yeah, I've been feeling very lucky that I don't work in a public library. Because public libraries seem to get the bulk of the, oh, you have to be open. You know, you're important in this time. You're such essential parts of you know, how life works. But also the public libraries I've seen open, they talk about not getting a lot of help, not a lot of support in terms of keeping healthy. It seems like some folks who run things don't really imagine the crowding and the touching that goes on in a library. Amit, you're closer to the administration than we are. Were there some decisions, choices, or factors that maybe we're not aware of that went into some decisions?
Yeah, I think this is also laying bare this, I don't know if it's a divide or a schism or what, but you know, there's some scientific truths about how these kinds of organisms spread to the degree that there are mathematical models that are pretty accurate about, you know, the incident, the likelihood of something spreading on campus in lieu of social distancing. And so I found it very jarring that there was this kind of slow walk to the science instead of a clear acknowledgement that there's a fundamental biological truth happening here that we need to acknowledge. You know, it's like gravity in some ways. So I was surprised that we did such a slow walk to closing the facility and, you know, trying to keep some spaces open while others closed. And really, I think ultimately it was at the state level, there was just this effort to try to thread the needle in some strange way, which is counteracts the type of threat that we're dealing with. You know, just a full-on closure would likely have been the best policy. And it's not like we haven't seen this before. There are experts right here in Atlanta that I don't think we're vociferous enough about the need to just shut it down, shut everything down. Now, that's easier said than done, I acknowledge. But I suspect that there's also just some mistrust, a latent mistrust of some of these models and some of these kind of truths about how viruses spread. And there's more noise in the information atmosphere. So that would be my real kind of concern about how the early days pre-social distancing, about how this happened on campus. Now, what's happening now, just as we all know, is just kind of shocking. I mean, I'm going to go get a tattoo right after this, just saying the word, I'm shocked. But
now, Amit, not all of our listeners are as deep in Georgia politics as we are. So would you like to explain that very quickly?
It turns out that our state is allowing certain businesses to reopen during this pandemic, and they are being deemed essential. And these include bowling alleys, tattoo parlors, hair salons. I mean, I feel for the people that work in those industries, and I can't imagine what it's like right now, you know, to be on the brink of bankruptcy. And it's got to be, the pressures are acute. But the nature of this threat is one in which we can't underestimate what it means when just one vector, one, you know, small cluster of cases emerges. So hypervigilance actually makes sense here. And we're throwing that to the wind, caution to the wind, which is also a very American tradition, better or worse.
So if we analogize this to libraries, leaving folks on the circulation desk so that other folks can still check out books is kind of like saying, well, tattoo parlors and hair salons, people need to have their hair cut. People need to have reading material. So work it out, right? As opposed to us in the position we're in, the all five co-hosts at this moment on this show have faculty status and jobs that are almost built into teleworking because they're so digitally based to begin with. Does that kind of come back to what you were thinking of, Wendy, when you were talking about inequities or what's missing?
Yeah. Totally. And I will say that, you know, I'm a faculty member, but I'm also part of the archives team, and we were very much at the last minute asked to report to the reading room as normal. And I said that I would not report because I, you know, feel like I had that privilege. It was still really scary and emotional to do that. But yeah, I think totally, like, what kind of sort of delusions are going on about how we're valuable to students? I mean, certainly how we're valuable to them normally, like, are the print books valuable to them? Certainly they are, but not as much as we're deluded into thinking they are. And then certainly right now, what's of value to them is totally different than what's normally of value to them. So we just have to, like, be awake to, like, what our power is and what our value actually is to our stakeholders right now. And that I didn't see that going on. And that's distressing, and it's hard to speak out about that in a culture that becomes a lot more hierarchical in a time of crisis. I think also I'm channeling so much of my helplessness about the world into my very small world that is the library. And I see that But I do feel like, you know, it's good to move through this experience and to kind of, yeah, wake up to like what I can do to be useful to the students right now, but going forward. So it's a good learning experience. And I hope that we can also take care of each other, you know, in the library, regardless of our role.
Well, this is a perfect moment for you to take control of the very small piece of the world that you have total control over.
All right. This is Lost in the Stacks, and our show today is called 2020 AF. We'll be back with more about our professions and COVID-19 on the left side of the hour.
Hey, this is Jad Abumrad from Radiolab, and you are listening to Lost in the Stacks, the one and only research library rock and roll radio show here on WREK Atlanta.
Today's episode is 2020 AF, and here I am at home. So I thought I would recruit one of the folks around here to give you our standard mid-show moment of zen.
I like being on the radio because I get to talk in front of pretty much the whole world. The best part of being home because of the pandemic is maybe roller skating, or maybe the trampoline, or maybe spending time with my family, I don't know. I like roller skating because it's like for exercising and it just feels good to go fast and get fresh air. And I like the trampoline because it feels good to jump up high. And I like spending time with my family because I love my family. When we leave the house, which is probably going to be like June, then we're going to go to my grandparents' house, Mimi and Papa, and we're going to spend a week at the pool.
You can file this set under RM161.D63.
The drum set is gone and the rug it was on is still here screaming at me. Why did you take it all away? Why did you take it all away?
You just heard Ventilator Blues by Mind the Gap, and we started with Drum Set by Fiona Apple. Songs about coping with a loss of personal connection.
You are listening to Lost in the Stacks, and today's episode is about COVID-19 and how libraries and archives are handling it. So, in the last segment, I think we uncovered systemic problems with power and just the nature of this horrible threat that we're right in the middle of. But in some ways, this has also brought out the best of organizations and the best of just our desire to be compassionate towards our colleagues and our friends. And so there have been very inspiring examples of mutual aid. At the institute level, Georgia Tech has created this student fund, you know, for direct transfers of money to students that need it immediately. Almost not quite no questions asked, but where that's not, there's little bureaucracy. And I think that's an example of what Tech is doing to help students immediately. And libraries are also participating here. There's an organization that we've interviewed on this show before called everylibrary.org, and they've created a similar fund for direct transfers to library and archives workers that are needing some help. Marley, I know you have some ideas about other kinds of mutual aid that we're seeing during this time of pandemic.
One of the things that distinguishes Georgia Tech's response, Georgia Tech Library's response, is that so much of what we do is already online. And so we're able to keep up, you know, a lot of our services pretty seamlessly, but there are a lot of libraries that have, you know, more print collections, and if they're closing for safety, which is obviously, yes, what they should be doing, they no longer have access to some of the resources that their patrons might need. And so there are some organizations like the Internet Archive, which has a lending library, and they've sort of opened up lending so that more than one person can check out a book at a time. And we're seeing some of that from actual commercial vendors as well, more unlimited borrowing. And Fred, you do some work for the HathiTrust, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, and they've done something.
Oh, there's the HathiTrust Emergency Access, which the Georgia Tech community benefits from because we are members, partners with the HathiTrust. Under normal circumstances, the HathiTrust Digital Book Collection, which includes digital books, books that have been digitized from print collections from all the partner libraries, the ones that are under copyright are not available in full text access. However, because of this, the responses of libraries, you know, eventually the libraries, you know, maybe some of them were a little slow on the draw, but they did close and collections, print collections are unavailable, but a lot of folks are still doing the work that requires access to those print collections. So what HathiTrust did is if a partner library had a book in print and it was in copyright, and HathiTrust had a digital copy of that, HathiTrust opened up that in copyright book so that anyone who's affiliated with a partner library can log on and view the full text. So you can, you know, just for an example, a Stephen King book. If the library has a Stephen King book in print and HathiTrust has a digital copy, under normal circumstances, you can't view the in copyright version. But now, since most print collections are off limits to community users, you can log into HathiTrust if you're a member, if you're at an affiliate institution, and you can view the full text online of that print book. In normal circumstances, if someone has some sort of disability or different ability that precludes them from accessing a print book, even under, you know, non-pandemic conditions, HathiTrust makes the case that they can offer the digital version of that to that print disabled person. So they extrapolated that, in essence, I'm kind of summarizing broadly here, they extrapolated that to mean that everyone sort of has a, you know, an inability to access print, so they're opening that up under this limited circumstance. You know, Marley mentioned the Internet Archive a minute ago, and they opened up in copyright items to everyone. Anyone who has an internet connection and can log on to the Internet Archive and view some digital versions of in copyright books. It's some folks are questioning that as probably maybe going a little bit too far, too infringing of copyright.
Wendy, in the last minute we have left, can you talk about the Archivist Association's mutual aid program that you threw a link up a little while ago?
Yeah, it's similar to what Amit mentioned. So SAA, the Society of American Archivists, has this Archival Workers Emergency Fund. And it was sort of started by just a few members talking together. And then they, you know, very quickly wrote a proposal, had it approved by council. And they've raised significant funds already. And yeah, anyone can apply for, you know, a variety of reasons. It's intended to be quite open. So there's, if you just Google the Archival Workers Emergency Fund, if you were interested, you could find out more. Or if you're interested in donating to the fund.
This is Lost in the Stacks, and our show today is called 2020 AF. Because recording a library radio show remotely when the world has turned upside down seems like an extremely 2020 activity.
File this set under JC575.K38. You just heard Don't Come Around Here No More by Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, a song about wanting that thing that's no good for us to disappear forever.
Today's Lost in the Stacks is 2020 AF. We've been talking about how librarians and archivists and libraries and archives are helping the members of our community. We've also talked about the power dynamics of our organizations and when to shut down. And we've been just interrogating this time that we're in. So I'd like to ask you guys, all of you, what's kept you going? Marley, you want to start?
What's kept me going is still having stuff to do. And, you know, even though we're far away and we're all remote from each other, that there's still so much that we can do. The other thing I'll say is having a chance to continue connecting with my colleagues and with my students who are about to leave for the summer.
How about you, Fred?
What keeps me going, besides the fact that I get to wake up a little later and also I have two breakfasts in the morning, I do like the fact that I am in a position where I can still do work from home. Not everyone in, you know, Georgia Tech or the state of Georgia or the U.S. can do that. I am appreciative of Georgia Tech in that, however they, you know, may have handled the eventual coming to the decision of shutting down the campus, the full-time employees are still being paid whether they can work from home or not. And there are a lot of people out there, as we've seen in unemployment numbers, that are not in that same situation. So I'm pretty grateful for that situation right now.
What about you, Wendy?
The first thing that came to mind was spring, just being able to go outside and see the plants as they evolve, even if it's a yellow streak from pollen. But I think also just this amazing thing to witness of the whole world experiencing the same stress, certainly in different ways, certainly with different levels of privilege and gratitude and struggle. But I just never seen anything that is so commonly shared. And it's a gift to live through that.
Charlie, take us out.
I'll tell you mine if you tell me yours.
Mine are the higher things in life. Poetry, fiction, nonfiction, writing, teaching, kept me going.
What's keeping me going right now are pretzels, peanut butter, and a big backyard. Okay, I don't know how are we going to roll the credits when it's... Oh, there we go.
Lost in the Stacks is a collaboration between WREK Atlanta and the Georgia Tech Library, written and produced by Amit Doshi. That's me.
That's you.
Amanda Pellerin, Charlie Bennett, Fred Rasko, Marley Givens, and Wendy Hagenmeier.
Today's show was edited and assembled at home by Charlie in beautiful Tucker, Georgia.
Legal counsel and a few basic household items provided by the Burris Intellectual Property Law Group in Atlanta, Georgia.
Special thanks to all the essential workers who leave their homes to keep the world going while we flatten the curve. And thanks, as always, to each and every one of you for listening.
Find us online at lostinthestacks.org, and you can subscribe to our podcast pretty much anywhere you get your audio fix.
For the next few months, we'll be working on an every 2 weeks schedule for new episodes. So next week is a rerun, and we'll be back with a new show the week after that.
It's time for our last song of the day.
Sometimes it's been a challenge dealing with the new normal of social distancing and minimal in-person contact. But recording the show remotely was a lot of fun, and I'm glad that we're going to be able to keep sending our library messages into the world, even if we can't be in the same studio together. So in that spirit, let's close with a classic. This is Message in a Bottle by The Police, right here on Lost in the Stacks. Have a great weekend, everyone.